cuardas an mhol tú sásta?
Tá mé milltena sásta agus buhas milltena de hálainne bhí mí codilm, speisi me thars má héile, agus mar cuirte le go léir agus na daoineo go bháta le go léir míle buhas a chuig blianna eile Rómanais agus a chuig blianna d'obair chruaí Róm agus tá mé seo bhaile an obair chruaí sin iana.
That's some performance, 2,007 votes. You had 1,100 last time around. That's a massive gain. And obviously the hard work that you do over the last 5 years in your first term has paid off for you.
Well, look, without sounding too egotistic about this, I think it's obviously a very clear message to say that the public out there expects people to be hardworking, honest and dedicated. I'm very lucky. I have a lot of energy and I feel a lot of passion and empathy for people, and I spent most of my 5 years knocking on doors, not just coming up to elections, but for that whole 5 years and meeting people, hearing what they have to say, getting to know them, and equally them getting to know me. I think that's really important, and I'm very passionate about my work. I'm very dedicated. I have a very strong left Republican ideology that drives me, and I'm very grateful for the people of West Donegal for electing me for the second time.
Did you expect that performance?
No, I didn't. That's been honest with you. I thought if we were around about 1,600 votes, we were doing extremely well. It would have been up around about 400 votes from the last time. I certainly didn't expect it. I'm overwhelmed. And so is that whole team that was out day and night with us. And again, I can't thank people enough. But it's what we do now for the next 5 years, what's important. 5 years of being a councillor is behind me. And it's the 5 years that's in front of me that I'm fully focusing on now.
Right. Well, coming up in these next 5 years, what's the issues that you're gonna highlight in you that you're passionate about, Micheál?
Well, look, like I says, I have a very strong left ideology. I'm very passionate about working class communities, very passionate about the services, to continue to organise campaigns along with others to make sure that the current government, and the same as the past government has done, is closing down rural Ireland, closing down very important infrastructure that we need. And if you look at our post offices, if you look at immigration, if you look at unemployment levels, is to challenge that ideology that is driven by the most of the parties that is in Lifford, and I suppose from government as well, most definitely from government, and is to challenge that. And I'm very passionate about that work. I'm also very passionate about other things throughout the world, in terms of, I suppose, the rise of the right across Europe. That's very concerning for me. I'm very concerned, obviously, about a lot of these issues. First and foremost, I am a political activist. I'm an internationalist. I'm a socialist and Republican. I'm very focused also on political prisoners within our own country and the ongoing occupation of Ireland. And these are things that are very important to me.
Okay, and just finally, work starts tomorrow again?
Work starts absolutely tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Okay, well, many thanks for talking to us, and gorgeous again. Gormaigat, Micheál.
Gormaigat, Micheál. We have some mention of the Hananyahook Takiata.